Welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, and spirit-led church. We are so happy to bring this message to you, and on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonholm, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
Hey, I am really thankful that our senior pastors, Brad and Ali, at the beginning of this year, called or gave us the theme for this year of "This is my Bible." And after we launched that vision for the year earlier in the year, we've gone the course of raising funds for the building and then had our missions emphasis month. And over these last few weeks, we've been reattending to that vision for the year of "This is my Bible." And so I would like to say, these are my Bibles. I have, what is it, 7 Bibles here. I had it inspired me to go back over the Bibles that I've collected over the years. And this is the one that I first began ministry with in the early, when I was in my early 20s. And still got notes from some message I preached sometime. I went through and there is hardly a page that hasn't got just markings all over it and highlighting and so on from the various messages. So that was good to go over that one. This is one that, nice handy little one just to slip in your pocket. Was handy at the time, but that's now been replaced by this. This is my Bible. It's really handy. Stick it in my pocket. There's one here that is, I went through a stage of memorising scripture. In fact, it's a stage that hasn't finished. But in my late teens and early 20s, I was very deliberate about memorising scripture. And it's a whole other message that I'm not going to touch on today, but if you actually understand what the word is saying when it says meditate on his word night and day, it's my conviction that we can't do that unless we are memorizing it. And the wonder of memorizing scripture is once it's in, God can use it. And we can get this idea of meditation being some general nebulous, you know. For example, Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set me free from the law of sin and death. Meditating on that, you could just think, okay, no condemnation. And just think about no condemnation. But if you're memorizing scripture and memorizing that verse, there's a reason that every word is there, and every word in the process of remembering what word comes next drives you to think, what does this mean? What is it saying? Like, there is therefore. Why is the therefore there? There is no condemnation because of something. Therefore, there is no condemnation. Well, that drives us back to Romans 7 and everything that's said in Romans. And so when we memorize scripture, it causes us, it not only gets it deep into us, and then decades later, the Holy Spirit can just inspire that seed of his word that is in there. But we get a deeper understanding because we're actually memorizing. But like I said, that's a whole other message. But there's a Bible here that was during the stage of me memorizing scripture. And so there's hardly a marking in the Bible, because what I'd do is I'd get a slip of paper, write the verse and just the one verse and the reference. I'd stick it in my pocket and just throughout the day, I'd just try and say it, then pull it out, remind myself what it was and go through and memorize. Somewhere there is a stack of really crumpled, damaged slips of paper from my pocket, but not a whole lot of markings in that Bible because I was writing them down rather than marking the Bible. But by far, this is my favourite. This is my Bible. This is the first one that I received as I graduated from Sunday school at Cardiff Methodist Church in Newcastle. And it's still got the, as you can see, I look after my Bibles really well. And it's still got the words there as it was handed over to me and my name in the front. And this is the one, the reason this is my favourite is because I took it home and put it under my bed so that every night as a probably about 10 or 11 year old, I could reach under my bed and read the Bible. And my sister, who was very filled with the Spirit at one stage, came in and was just sitting next to me in my bedroom, and she noticed my Bible and she said, "Oh, how's your Bible reading going?" I said, "Oh yeah, it's going great." And she pulled it out from under my bed and blew, and dust filled the air. And she said, "Oh, it is it?" I was so convicted, I recommitted my life to Christ. Number one for both lying and the other for neglecting his word. And then I got full on into it. So that's my favourite Bible because of that encounter I had with not only my sister, but the conviction of the Holy Spirit. All of that to lead in to say that the word of God, if I could leave you with anything today, is be filled with the Holy Spirit and get the word of God into your soul. Christianity is all about, the Christian life is all about a real and powerful encounter with God, and it happens through the word of God and through the presence of his Spirit blowing upon that word in our life. Key verse for today comes from Acts chapter 12 and verse 24, which says, "But the word of the Lord continued to grow and to be multiplied." I recently read this verse for the first time in a long time and realised it didn't say what I'd previously thought it said. It doesn't say, "and the church grew and was multiplied." It doesn't say the disciples grew and were multiplied. Although I'm sure both of those things happened. It says the word of the Lord grew and was multiplied. And it's very important that we understand the context because I believe it is pertinent for our time today. In Acts 12, verses 1 to 3, so the beginning of this chapter, we read, "Now about that time, Herod the king laid hands on some who belonged to the church in order to mistreat them, and he had James, the brother of John, put to death with a sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also." The church was in a time of persecution. And then a little further down in Acts 12, we read this. When Herod the king, the one who is leading this persecution of the church, stands before the people. And in Acts 12, 22 to 24, it says, "The people kept crying out, 'The voice of a God and not of a man.' And immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give God the glory, and he was eaten by worms and died." Okay. But we see there was also a cultural revolt against Christianity. The church was being persecuted, and there was a cultural shift, a cultural change. The people were lording a particular leader at the time and crying out the voice of a God and not of a man. In 2 Timothy 4, verses 2 to 5, Scripture warns, it says, "Be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires and will turn their ears from the truth." And church, we need to focus our attention on the word of God. Yeah. And we need to allow the Word of God to grow and to multiply in our lives. Because it's at the end of that chapter that we read, but the Word of the Lord continued to grow and to be multiplied. And so this morning, a few reflections on the power and impact of the Word of God in our lives. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." It says other things in that verse about it, but it is alive. The Word of God is alive. Jesus himself tells the parable of the sower sowing seeds. And when we read the Word of God, it is like a seed that goes into our soul, and it is alive and it is powerful to have impact within us and through us into the world. The Word of God is alive, active, powerful. To Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed. It is the breath of God. When we read his word, this is God speaking to us. We cannot speak without breath. And God's word, which is recorded in scripture, God's word is breathed by God and is alive and it is powerful and it goes forward to have impact in our lives. And the word of God continued to grow and to be multiplied. Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 to 3. And this is the first that we hear of God speaking into our universe. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God speaks, creation happens. It's alive. It's powerful. Now, the interesting thing about this is this was day one of creation. The sun, the moon, the stars didn't get created until day four. Our God spoke and created light into our universe before there was even the form and nature of what needed to be in place to carry that light. Now, maybe in your life today, you're feeling in deep darkness. Maybe you're feeling that your life in some way has been destroyed or disturbed, or the things that need to be in place to carry the future that you desire aren't yet in place. Well, I tell you this morning, the Word of God is alive. The Word of God is powerful. And a right word from God into your life and into your soul creates something, even if the substance is not yet there. And the Christian life is simply a walk into the miracles of God based on the Word of God getting deep into our heart and allowing the Word of God to increase and multiply in our lives. And if we can just grab this simple truth, the Spirit of God breathing on the Word of God in our lives, and if we can attend to that daily, commit it to heart and soul, and see the miracle of God's word breaking forth in our life. Those things you've desired. Where are Dan and Kat Lockins? Are they still in here? Now, as I was preparing this, God just so put you guys on my heart. In a simple word of passage from scripture, take delight in the Lord, and he will grant you the desires of your heart. And I believe the Lord this morning just wants to encourage you. There are things that you guys have discussed, desires that you've discussed, longings of heart that you've shared with each other. And I believe the Lord says to you this morning that he's granted those to you. Not only a future granting of saying they're going to come into being, but he's granted them to you. He's released those into your heart because you've taken delight in the Lord. He's placed those desires there, and it's destiny, it's purpose, it's calling, it's the plan of God, and it will come about. He'll watch over his word to fulfill it. Is Jill McGregor still here? She's probably out praying. Jill goes out and prays for most services. Jill, if you're hearing this, you know, there's an authority that comes from the gift of God. There's an authority that comes from God just releasing a gift of faith or a particular gift for him to do something. But there is also an authority that comes, one from faith, but the other from faithfulness. And the authority that comes from faithfulness is one that has with it wisdom and has with it understanding and has with it perception and has with it strategy. And Jill, I believe you're hearing my voice now, probably out in the foyer praying. But the Lord is going to give you keys and strategies, and there's going to come a great flow of authority through Jill's praying. It's probably her texting saying, "Yes, I'm hearing you, Warren." You know, if you're here this morning and you identify with what I just shared from God's word about, you feel there's a lack of form, that the substance that is needed for certain things in your life doesn't seem to be there at the moment, or you're going through a time of darkness, God speaks into darkness. He speaks into lack of substance, and he creates. And if that's you, just right where you're sitting, just now raise both hands to the Lord, and I'm going to pray for you. If you need a breakthrough, if we can have the worship team up again, please. If you need a breakthrough this morning into a sense of chaos or emptiness, darkness, you're in the middle of that tunnel, not sure the way out, just raise both hands. And our Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for each one responding now to you. And Lord, we acknowledge that you're the one who speaks and creates. And we release now your miracle into these lives. Your word, Lord God, speak into each heart, we pray. Help them to know your direction, your guidance, your word. And Lord, in Jesus' name, we command into place the form and the structure that they need to step forward into your blessing, into strength, into the future that you're calling them to. Father, we release light into darkness. And Lord, for each one responding to you, Lord, your word even says that of your disciples, Lord, you enabled them to understand the scripture. I I pray you'd release your word into these people's lives now and your victory in Jesus' name. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, Scripture tells us that all of the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in Him are amen. And the most fundamental promise for every single one of our lives is that we can have a direct and powerfully personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We can know what it is to have the Spirit of God live within us and have God's hand guiding our life and His Word transforming us. And just right across the auditorium now, with every head bowed, every eye closed, if there's anyone here and you'd like to begin that journey with Jesus today, or maybe you've previously been on that journey and have diverted away from it and would like to recommit to that. You know, Scripture's very clear. In John 15, 16, it says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." The fact that you are here today means you are under the choosing of Jesus. And this is opportunity for you to respond to His calling and choosing of you. And if that's you right now, as I said, with every head bowed, every eye closed, just in this moment before God, if you'd like to pray a prayer today that would either begin that walk with Jesus for the first time or recommit to it. And just right now, just quickly lift your hand so that I can see. Thank you. I see that hand. Anyone else? Just quickly lift your hand. Thank you. I see that hand. Anyone else? Just quickly lift your hand. We'll lead you in a prayer. Thank you. See those two hands over there. Anyone else? Just quickly give me a wave now so that I know that you're there. Thank you. I see that hand. Anyone else? Just quickly raise your hand now. Anyone else, right across, from side to side, front to back, if you'd like to make that commitment to Jesus this morning, thank you, I see that hand. I'm going to lead us in a prayer. I'm going to ask everybody to join in, and those who raised your hand, pray this out of your heart to Jesus. He will hear, He will answer. Let's pray. My Father in heaven, I thank you that you love me. I thank you that you have chosen me. I thank you that you've called me into relationship with you. And I surrender to you this morning. I give you my heart and my life. I say, come in and live within my heart, Lord Jesus. And I commit to following you every day of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Church, let's give those people a hand that prayed that for the first time or as a recommitment.
Thanks for listening to this message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at hz.church. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.